On day four of the new Florida Standards Assessment, Superintendents Association lobbyist Joy Frank says she's still getting calls about problems.
The good news and bad news about technology, it was not going well when everybody got online at the same time. There was a white screen that appeared, and people just, you know, it's like, oh my gosh, here we go again. Based on what I'm hearing from a couple of the large districts, that has smoothed out. Still having some problems. I can't report for the rest of the state, and I don't want to do that.
Students taking the online version of the writing portion of the exam have experienced problems logging on and getting dropped from the system as they try to complete the test. The Florida Department of Education attributes the glitches to the testing administrator, the American Institutes for Research. Education Commissioner Pam Stewart says despite the glitches, more than a third of students who are slated to take the exam have completed it, and the department is allowing a two-week makeup for districts that have been slow to start the test amid the problems. But Stewart remains confident it will get done on time.
So through yesterday, the state has successfully tested 229,000 students, which represents 35% of the students to be tested. And we are 30% of the way through the testing window. So we continue to be ahead of schedule if we continue on this trajectory.
The glitches are only fuel to critics who say the state needs to fire AIR and the new Florida Standards Assessment altogether. The test is based on Common Core, better known in Florida as the Florida Standards. Critics like Chris Quackenbush with the Stop Common Core Coalition say it's all the same and should be ditched.
In listening to the testimony yesterday in the Senate, and testimony here today, we have a testing train that's run off the track. And it sounds to me like we're rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. The FSA is a giant experiment.
Despite the tech problems, Florida lawmakers are focusing on trying to fix the system currently in place. The House and Senate have similar bills to scale back what many teachers, superintendents, and parents see as a state obsessed with testing. Both the House and Senate are following recommendations by the Department of Education to eliminate an 11th grade test altogether. And Pinellas County Schools lobbyist Steve Swartell is pleased with the product so far.
The bill in tone and substance recognizes that we have some things to correct to improve, and we all support accountability, and this is a great step forward for us. I want to thank you for both your attitude toward this and your partnership in this, and thank you.
Most significantly, when it comes to teacher evaluations, the bills lower the percent of a teacher's evaluation tied to student performance down from a half to a third. The Senate took up its version of the bill Wednesday, crafted by Lutz Republican Senator John Legg.
This bill probably goes too far for some individuals and probably doesn't go far enough for others. You'll probably hear today that some individuals, maybe in public testimony, would like it go further to the left and some would like it go further to the right.
A sticking point has been what to do about this year's school grades. The system is largely tied to student learning gains drawn from a year-to-year comparison, but students have an all-new test, and there's no real way to do that. Republican lawmakers say the grades will go forward, but in case it all falls apart, there's a contingency plan. Districts could apply for a waiver to the grading system for the current school year if they experience too many problems administering the exams. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.